Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. Are you a business owner and is technology getting in the way of your business? If your computers are slow, your website is horrible, or your business needs more efficiency, then it's time to reach out to Aaron Kozort and Wisdom Integrators. And now, here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're continuing our series on the 2023 election. Today, we have with us David Olds, who's running for State House of Representatives for District 24. David, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, thank you. Aaron, I do appreciate your time and also the opportunity that the chamber has given all of the candidates a forum to discuss their platform, and also for the voters, you know, to see who we are and what we stand for. I've been a resident of Olive Branch for pretty much 50 years. I moved down here when I was in high school, met my wife there. We've been married for 44 years. I've got two kids. I've got six grandkids. Four of them are here in DeSoto County, and the other two grandkids are in Athens, Georgia. So,
okay. So as you look at this position for State House Representatives, what do you see as the most pressing issues for the House of Representatives right now in Mississippi?
Okay. Great question, and I appreciate that. We have got three major concerns in DeSoto County, in House 24, and in Mississippi. The first one is the situation that our health care system is in. It's not in good shape at all. We've got hospitals closing left and right. We've got the ones that are not closing, they're cutting back. We've got areas where there's not even like a NICU center or, you know, for neonatal care. So, you know, health care is the number one. Mississippi is ranked 49th. You know, in healthcare.
Out of 50.
Yes. The infant mortality rates in DeSoto, in Mississippi is comparable to third world countries. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a major situation with that. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a way out of this. And the number one thing that you know, and it's part of my platform, is yes, we must accept federal funds to expand Medicaid.
Okay.
Number one, it would bring in almost $1 billion in revenue to the state of Mississippi. So we can make, you know, we can cover it.
Mm-hmm.
We would also be able to offer insurance to roughly 200,000 residents in Mississippi. We would be able to help these hospitals out. Right now, for the hospitals, they're on their operating expense, roughly 15% is for free health care. Mm. So we would be able to offset those expenses. And with the expansion, the federal government would take care of 90% of that bill. Mm. So the funds would be coming into the hospitals, and those are the ones that need it. And it's expanded Medicaid is an investment. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in our people. It's an investment in the community. It's an investment, also a way to get new businesses in the area. And the Delta is suffering the most. But, you know, no one wants to move into an area where there's no health care.
Right.
And it's a dire situation in Mississippi. But as I said, there's a way out of it, and we can do that. And I hope that we do.
Yeah. So what do you see as the primary role for an individual in the state House of Representatives?
Number one, to take up for and to be a voice for the people in Mississippi, the people in House District 24. And that's what I would do. Yes, it's considered a part-time job, you know, you know, from January to April, but there's so much more that needs to be done and can be done. So I would be a full-time representative.
Okay.
Because I think it's so important, and it's so important. And one of the things that I did before I decided to get into this race is talk to people, you know, find out what's going on, what are their needs, what are their wants, what are their pain points. And so that's where we get, you know, for the Medicaid expansion. But also the other thing is the education system. You know, one of the other thing that's on my platform is we should, and it's the right thing to do, is we should fund our schools 100% based on the MAEP, which that's the formula, and it is the Mississippi Adequate, and adequate is a key word, education program. And they say how much money you know, is needed for the schools to be adequate. In DeSoto County, in 2023, this year, we, DeSoto County, were shorted over $21 million. That's $21 million that we could have used. So that's a key thing. And that's the other thing that, you know, people in Mississippi, you know, that's the thing that they tell me too. So these are the things. And it's the last time the state of Mississippi fully funded our schools was 2003. Now, in this last session, yeah, they threw some money at it. But that's not enough.
Right.
You know, we need to be 100% fully funded. And that's what I would work for. And that's what, you know, that's what people tell me they want. And that's what I, you know, we all think that we need. So that would be, you know, number two on my list.
Sure. So kind of segue out of that, in for you personally, why did you decide to run?
Ah, great question again. I have always been very vocal about my political beliefs. I've also, you know, and sometimes much to the displeasure of whoever I was talking to, but I've always been active in politics, but kind of behind the scenes. And but also, as people have told me, I have a servant heart. You know, I'm very involved with my church and in the community, and that. So I really felt a calling. It was something I've always thought about. I was, for 3 years, I was the chairman of the executive committee of the DeSoto County Democratic Party. I met a lot of wonderful people. We got, you know, a lot of things done. We became a presence in DeSoto County. I'm very proud of. And part of my job was encouraging Democrats to run for office. And then, you know, there I am preaching. And they said, okay, buddy, now it's your time. And I did. But I do feel like it's a calling. I do feel like with my life experiences and my career, I'm confident that I can make a positive and a significant impact on DeSoto County and on Mississippi.
We're taking a second to thank our sponsors, Pure Focus Media, Have an event coming up? Let us capture all the moments that will create memories that will last a lifetime with our professional photographer and videographer. Also announcing our new digital selfie photo booth. Book with us today. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Now back to South Haven Business Beat.
Why are you, and we always mention, you know, of course, this is being sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce here in South Haven. So why are you the best person to represent small businesses in the State House?
Got it. Well, and I hate to keep harping on certain things, but when you can deliver health care, you know, preventive health care, when you can give that, that is an asset to small businesses. Mm-hmm. When you've got funding for the schools and you've got a good school system, that also helps them. So it's kind of the little things, but also just being a voice. I have met with several small business leaders and find out what they need. So it's listening to them, find out what they want, what they need. But if you've got a good education system, you know, you've got good workers. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where it starts. And they stay in the workforce.
So David, as we've been thinking about this and we've been talking, what's some of your background and your job experience that makes you feel qualified to represent the people in the House?
One of the things is I'm a business professional. I have had a small business. I've went that route. But all through my career, it's always about bringing people together, either a product or a service. I've had opportunities to negotiate million-dollar contracts. And you know, going into negotiations, I know where I needed to be, where my company wanted me to be. But also, I've done my homework, so I know that this is what the customer wants. And to a certain extent, you know, a voter is a customer. A constituent is a customer, and I'm there for him. So going through the negotiation process, working with people, finding out what they want, what they need, and where can we compromise? Mm-hmm. You know, I know where I need to be. They want to know, you know, where they want to be. So compromise is that. I've had the opportunity to do several sales training. I'm very proud of a group that I used to work for, of training their sales reps. And I would get a guy straight out of college or a girl straight out of college. And we would train them on how to sell, how to ask the questions, how to listen. And do that. So with that, you know, that's what I can bring to the table, that type of experience, but also a dedication to the people of Mississippi, the people of House 24.
Absolutely.
I have that commitment.
What are the, I think we may be line these out already, but maybe just add to it. What are the top three concerns you have for your district?
Okay. Once again, it goes back to the expanding health care. We've got to do that. People in Mississippi are suffering. And then, of course, the education. That's the second thing. And then the other thing, and this is one piece of the puzzle, one piece of the pie. The other thing that we need to do, Mississippi is number 49th in the economy. One of the things that we need to do is we need to eliminate the grocery tax. It's 7%. It's one of the highest in the nation. It's 7%. And in next year in the legislature, they will be talking about the Republicans want to talk about cutting the state income tax. Well, okay, we could talk about that. But if you cut the state income tax, you're going to help this many people. You cut the grocery tax, and it's also called the tax on life. You know, you cut that, and that affects everybody. Mm-hmm. It affects, you know, the small businesses. It affects the large businesses. It affects everybody. So, you know, that's one of the things that we need to do. We also need to look at, even in DeSoto County, you know, we have a food insecurity in DeSoto County. That needs to be addressed, which goes hand in hand with, you know, the grocery tax.
Sure, sure. What things do you think the House of Representatives is doing well that you would want to see them continue?
Okay. One of the things is the infrastructure that they're working on. That's the main thing, and especially in DeSoto County. You know, we've got I-55. Yes, they're going to widen that a couple miles. Well, okay, that's good, but it needs to go all the way down past Hernando. So that's one of the main things, the infrastructure. The other thing would be for our law enforcement, for our law officers. We need to continue with that, but also work on that. And you've heard Democrats say defund the police. No, that is not what Democrats want. One of the things that our police officers need is more training for mental health calls. So that's one of the main things is you know, our police officers don't get the training that they need, that they deserve when it comes to, you know, dealing with mental health issues.
David, as we kind of wrap up here, are there any additional or final remarks that you would just like to, you know, offer to the voters as far as things that are very much part of your focus that we haven't covered yet?
Okay. My campaign is built on three words. It's three things. It is courage, it's conviction, and it's compassion. I have the courage to stand up for what I know is right, to stand up for my Christ-like values. And I want to emphasize Christ-like. And that pertains to everyone, regardless of their age, their sex, their sexual orientation, who they love, who they marry, all of that, you know, their gender identity, all of that. So that's, you know, that's part of it. I'm very forceful in my beliefs. I can compromise, but I'm also forceful in my beliefs. And the other thing is compassion. And we as a nation have gotten to a point the way that we treat the poor, you know, we as a society have kind of labeled them as lazy, and that's not where we need to be. So we do need the compassion back in it. We need to focus. You know, we are called to care for one another. So that's, you know, the compassion we need to be back in it. And that's one of the things that I think I could bring to the table.
Well, David, we appreciate you joining us, and we thank you for watching this episode of South Haven Business Beat, and we hope you will continue to follow South Haven Business Beat. You can find the podcast on YouTube and also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you and have a great day.
We would like to thank the following sponsor, Follow App. The Follow App is the long-term solution for networking, instantly connecting you to those frequently missed opportunities to find the right referral partner or new client to grow your business. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. This podcast is brought to you by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. We know relationships create commerce. Thank you for joining us. Like what you see and hear? Please tell others and subscribe.